Welcome to the Friday edition of In Case You Missed It. This morning we talked about all the dumb stuff that you learned in school.
Yeah, dumb stuff.
There has been a study done about what we wish we would have learned in high school.
Women. There ought to be a class.
But you can't teach the unknown, Tony. It would only be the theory of women, not women.
They say there's a book somewhere on a volcano, but you got to kill 10 ninjas to get it. And it's on how to understand women.
And it's never been done.
Yeah. What else they got?
Well, that's not even on the list, amazingly or not. But like car repair, car maintenance, how to find a job, how to do taxes, how to budget.
Life stuff
is what they wish they would have learned in high school.
Well,
but then there is the stuff that you did learn in high school that is completely useless.
Algebra. Now, were you about to say that?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously algebra. I mean, if you're a kid going to school and to high school and all that stuff, I mean, you got to do it. It's part of the deal. You can't do it. You can't do nothing else until you do it. So you have to do this. So don't Jason and Tony said algebra sucks.
It's just
I could just guarantee you that in real life, you're probably not going to use it, depending on what field you go into, I guess.
I'd like to know what field uses algebra. I don't think there's one out there.
I mean, we talk on the radio, obviously, no algebra.
No algebra.
I didn't need to learn what pi was. 3.14?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I remember that. I remember what it
After I learned what pi was, guess how many times I used what pi was?
Never.
Good job, Tony. Never did use that.
If you look at the way the world is now, spelling is actually a waste of time. Because we don't even spell OMG and LOLs and TTYLs. Yeah. Not. Every time I get something with the word night in it, it's N-I-T-E now. we're taking the letters out of things and just shortening them.
Right.
So, and then there's French.
Right. Who needed to know that?
Right.
The Dewey Decimal System.
I remember that when you go checking out library books.
The periodic table.
Where all the elements and chemicals are.
Yeah.
Right.
I haven't used that. That, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Pygarion. I can't even say it.
I've got an uncle that hangs gutters, and they use that all the time.
The emotional support animals are completely out of control.
We got to draw the line.
Here's this story. Let us say this. I believe in therapy animals.
Yeah, me too.
There is a lot of good that therapy animals do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go to a lot of nursing homes, and
that helps PTSD victims. A dog is a big part of the process with some of the severe PTSD. I believe in all of that.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yeah.
That being said, we've gone way over the line on emotional support animals.
Now we're about to where we're. We're
I mean,
got everything in there now.
Now there's a story about a guy from Pennsylvania. He's got an emotional support alligator. Come on.
That's crossing the line.
You can't do that. I saw a friend yesterday. She was at the Home Depot. I forgot where she lives, but she was at a Home Depot, and somebody had their emotional support boa constrictor. It was one of those big yellow boa constrictors. It filled up the whole bottom of a shopping cart.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
You can't domesticate.
Now, come on.
Or create an animal love relationship with a boa constrictor.
The gator's name is Wally.
Oh, he gave it a cute name, though.
4.5 feet long, and apparently he's so domesticated that he acts just like a dog.
I can't believe that.
He likes lying on the bed, hanging with Joey. Following him around the house. Dude, he's following you around the house because he's going to eat you one day. he's just trying to figure out your walk pattern.
Right, yeah. Try to put your hands in Wally's mouth and try to get a ball and get it away from him.
I mean, come on.
Gator's going to eat you.
All right, if you had to have an emotional support animal, you had to have one, what would yours be? I mean, obviously, it can be anything.
An emotional support llama. if I was going at it thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, they're just cute, and they can spit real far. And I think that's just funny. I'd like to see them spit.
Man, that's so odd, because that's what it says you're looking for in your Tinder profile, too. On Facebook this morning, we talked about things that the sole purpose of these things is to make us mad. Telemarketers got a lot of comments about them. And everybody hates telemarketers.
Nobody said children.
No one said children. We did have a few husbands, though. So, but we were talking about the telemarketers, and then the telemarketers that used the local numbers. Dustin Stanton was talking about that and how much we hated that. I actually got a call from myself.
Whoa.
Well, we got a call. Somebody could top it.
It tops yours.
Okay, all right. Then top mine then.
My mother passed away.
Oh, no.
I had never taken her number out of my phone.
Uh-huh.
And a telemarketer called, and it showed up as my mother.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that not crazy?
That's so crazy.
I looked at my phone, and it rang like three times, and I was like, okay, like somebody got her number, whatever. No, seriously, it was a telemarketer.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either. I mean, that's creepy and sad.
I've lost my mother, too. Yeah. Just, I
yeah, but your mom has never called you from the great beyond.
No, she ain't. But that's a...
That is creepy.
I don't know what I'd feel if that happened. That
weird.
I didn't know if I wanted to answer or not. I thought maybe she was calling me to come up there, too.
Then there was a story about an accident with a big rig.
I hated to hear about that.
Did you hear about this, Tony? A big rig plowed into a motel and barely missed a woman inside.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, the truck driver's kid saw it all go down. Here's what they said. Said the picture in the paper, it showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried there in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never hit the brakes, and he was shifting gears. And that's all I know after that. But Papa did love Mama. That's what I heard. This morning we also had social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Oh, it's a love triangle. Or is it a triangle? Or
trapezoid.
It's something.
Love rhombus.
It all starts off with the how hard did you age challenge, when those 10-year deals, everybody's been doing. It starts with that. It's from Tina, and it goes downhill real fast.
Enjoy this.
Y'all ready for this? I'll be Tina and Colleen.
All right.
If you'll be Brad and Vicky.
Yeah, okay.
You good? All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
Tina. Here's my 10-year hashtag how hard did aging hit you challenge. Me just out of college in 2009 and me now. Wow. Why didn't somebody tell me I was ugly?
Brad, you mean am.
Tina, what?
Brad, I think you meant why didn't someone tell me I am ugly?
Colleen. Oh, snap. Shut up, Brad.
Brad, she was asking why didn't her friends tell her, so I'm just trying to be friendly.
Tina, oh, you're not being friendly. You're still bitter I dumped your sorry butt 2 years ago.
Colleen, I thought Brad broke up with you.
Vicky, yeah, you told us all he broke up with you. I'm still paying off the bar bills of trying to get you over him.
Tina, well, he did break up with me, but I thought he wanted to stay together, so I dumped him.
Brad, I'm sorry, but the Mari Bull Doo-Doo meter says this is a lie. You cheated on me with Colleen's dad. I caught y'all at our place, so I dumped you.
Colleen, my dad?
Brad, I see you failed to explain to your friends what caused the dumping, dumpling.
Colleen, Tina, tell me this isn't true. Tina, it's not. You always told me how your dad was a chiropractor, so I called him and asked if he could come over and give me an adjustment at our place. Brad came home and jumped to conclusions.
Brad. Again, the bull doo-doo meter says that is a lie. Also, most chiropractors don't make house calls or do adjustments in the nude.
Colleen. My dad isn't a chiropractor. He works in their billing office.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Grandpa had his hover round in high gear.
Yeah.
Came squealing in here on two wheels this morning.
Like a bat out of a nursing home.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? My kids want me to get one of these new home cyber security systems that's on your phone. What? On my phone? So when a dang hooligan breaks into my house, what am I supposed to do? Throw my phone at him? Back in my day, we didn't have no stupid phone security. You went out, bought a shotgun, and you sat there on your porch. If someone came up to your door you didn't recognize, you told them, get off my property. And if they didn't, you blew them clean out to the street. And you let the police come and clean it up. Those were the days. Now everything has cameras and buttons and computers. Phooey! Just give me a chair and a gun. And if you come to my door, I better recognize you.
Tony had the best country lyric that was never written.
Hope you enjoy it.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Her lips were puckered. Her hands were sweaty. I thought it was love, but she was choking on spaghetti.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And here's a big shocker. The word of the day had something about toots in it.
Nuh-uh.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Putron neutron. A puton neutron is a microscopic particle that creates the chemical composition of the pinto bean. Puton neutron.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
real good.
Okay, this is kind of, it's sad. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You going to make me tear up?
Yeah, I'd say this one right here might
all right.
Break the allergies out of you.
All right, let's have it.
68-year-old guy named Stan Beaton. He lost his wife Ruby to cancer 12 years ago.
Oh.
Well, since then, he's saved her outgoing voice message because it's the only recording he had of her voice. And he just occasionally would go back and
just to hear her voice.
Apparently, he was so worried about losing it, he talked to someone at his cell phone carrier. He's with Virgin Mobile. And they assured him, they said, as long as he didn't erase the message, it wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But turns out that wasn't true.
Uh-oh, he lost it?
Stanley upgraded his phone and his phone plan, and somehow the message got erased.
Oh, no.
Now, here's where the real good part comes in. Somebody at Virgin Mobile realized how important it was to this guy and got to work. For 3 days, 10 employees did nothing but listen to unlabeled audio clips customers had recently erased and were still backed up on a hard drive somewhere. So there's 10 people. They worked 3 straight days.
Oh, wow.
And they found it. Somebody showed up at Stan's house. They were so excited. They drove to Stan's house to tell him that they found it. And there's a video on YouTube of him breaking down in tears when he hears it again for the first time.
Got to hear Ruby's voice again.
Unbelievable.
That is pretty right there.
To those people who worked and found that message for this man, and you didn't have to. What part of your job?
Nope.
unbelievable. Y'all are real good. All right, well, that does it for the Friday edition. Thanks so much for listening. Share it with all your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. And thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.